it, Clem. Get your Joe head in tune. I notice you've put a lot of numbers on a tape and you didn't even have your banjo in tune. Well, for that matter, it don't make too much difference whether it's in tune or out. They all sound about the same. Me and Cal Stoniker was in Indiana one time back in 1935, I believe it was, maybe six, selling magazines. Boarding at the big hotels and eating at the restaurants. Sometimes we had it and sometimes we didn't. Same thing of picking music. Sometimes you can, like Charlie Miller and Anderson, and times you can't. Me and Kel went in the restaurant one morning for breakfast. Nice looking waitress standing across the counter, and she looked up at us with her book in her hand and her pencil. And Kel looked at her and said, "Lady, have you frog legs?" She said, "No, it's rheumatism that makes me walk this way." Thank you. Bobby Hall's eating his dinner in a restaurant up at Sutton one time. Way back years ago, when you could get a square meal for 25 cents with coffee. Bobby was sitting there eating his dinner in a restaurant, and he took his coffee cup off of the table and set it on the floor down by the side of him. Bobby set his cup down by the side of him in the floor, his coffee. After a while, the waitress come around and looked at Bobby and saw that coffee sitting there. She said, "Mr. Hall, what did you set your coffee over in the floor for?"
Bobby said it was so weak, I was afraid it'd fall off of the table and break the cup.
Yes, sir, there's times you can and times you can't. And as for picking, I'd just well quit for tonight. I'll tell you one more, though, before I quit. We was holding corn for Ellis Miller one time. Me, Lonnie Carter, Joby McCumbers, Ellis Miller, Charlie Miller, and Anderson. Again, that hillside back of Elliot Jarvis, the Elliot Jarvis place. We were sitting at the end of the field resting one day. And Anderson Miller didn't like France White. France deviled Anderson a lot. Had him mad at what time he'd be with him. Anderson didn't like France White. And he didn't like John Santa either. And we got to talking about what it would be like in heaven, sitting there at the end of the field. Charlie Miller said, "In heaven, it'll just be one big field. Be a big field, and we'll all be turned out together in one big field. Be together." Anderson said, "No, it won't be that way." He said, "There'll be stalls in heaven. Every man will have his own stall. There'll be one man to the stall. Wouldn't do to turn such men as John Santy and France White out together." "Why don't you put your capo on and try to jerk Clem? Maybe it'll sound a little better to you."
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you. I see Lightning Hopkins are coming up the road yonder with a guitar and a coffee sack. I'll have him to stop in and play one as he goes by.
Thank you.
Charlie Sandy had one he called Old Queen. Charlie said, I hear Old Queen. Old Dry. Albert Arnold said, be still, boys. I hear Old Drum coming up. Old Drum. Jerry Knob, and they're going down Sears's Run. Charlie Sandy said they may not be back. Fess Metz laying out there on the flat of his back by the fire hadn't never moved yet. Fess says, he's heading for Rock Island, God knows.
Well, sir, it's 32 minutes past the year of 1976. 32 minutes of 1977 is gone. I wouldn't have thought of it, but I heard the boys across the street putting off some firecrackers a while ago. Sounded like war had broke loose. So I got up out of my sack and thought I'd better make that announcement before I forget it. I might forget it in the morning. And then again, I might not have another opportunity to make this announcement. That at the present time, right now, 33 minutes of 1977, is done gone. Our lives are gone before we know it. We don't think enough. We don't think on good things, and we don't